League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come a kinfolk in a moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Oh, get down the fiddle now, get down the bow. Off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
Wow, looking at this, this is about Jonathan Greenard. Okay, Greenard made absolute most of his contract year under the tutelage of D'Amico Ryans. He's been fantastic. 9.3 run stop rate, ranking 8th among qualifying edge defenders. Pretty damn good. Top free agent comparison is Nick Perry, 2017. Contract projection for Jonathan Greenard. 3 years, $47.25 million. $15.75 million per year. Man. That's not that crazy for an edge rusher.
It's not. I don't know what the latest numbers, I guess. I mean, is he a true number one edge rusher?
Is he?
I think he's a
couple. Well, I don't know. He and Will Anderson, I don't know which. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, Will's the number one, whether he's outplaying Greenard or not. Will's the one by default.
You got him under a rookie contract for 5 years.
He's the third pick. You traded your first rounder this year for him. I mean, Will is the default edge.
3 years will put him in. And listen, the two of them will be together for those 3 years. Will is on one side under a rookie contract. He'd be under on the other side.
Pretty good edge rushers in the first round, though.
I would rather have 4 years.
With Greenard?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say,
assuming he'll be this guy for the 4 years.
I mean, I might, if for that amount, I'd probably just let him walk and draft an edge. Oh, I like him fine, but it's hard to get a second contract.
Yeah, but then, okay, so now you got to put your, whatever your pick is going to be from Cleveland, you got to put that into that.
Or you go get a free agent. Samson,
as opposed to a premier
Samson
wide receiver that might be sitting there. I mean, you're making a decision that you're going to have to.
Well, I mean.
Well, and how many edge rushers, premier edge rushers, are going to sit in the 20s?
I think you're going to have some money to spend if you want.
Well, but spend it on him.
I think Latu could. You remember now, from Washington, he had a neck issue that he had to medically retire, and he came out of retirement. So, first of all, that needs to be looked at, but he's been a killer. Verse, Latu, and Chop Robinson are three edge guys. We need Cleveland to lose. Man, we need Cleveland to lose. This drafting in the mid-20s, this is no good for anybody.
I mean, you lose Deshaun Watson, you've actually won more than you did with Deshaun.
Yeah.
We need, you know who we need to get hurt or to get suspended?
Joe Flacco.
Miles Garrett.
Well,
yeah, suspended, but, suspended. Yeah. I don't want to say hurt, suspended.
Well, you wanted to do something to get suspended?
Yes.
It's probably something illegal. Or
I want
violence?
Him to be suspended. I want Ward to be suspended.
I don't want anything.
I didn't say hurt. I want these guys to be suspended so that we need a higher pick than 24. This pick needs, we don't have our pick. We need this pick to be a higher pick. I remember it seems like just yesterday we were talking about how we may end up being the worst pick than the Browns. We may get over. I mean, Jacksonville's going to Cleveland. Houston's going to the pissy little Jets. Our draft pick's going to be an even lower pick Then the Browns pick. Now it's like, ugh, I wish we had our pick back again.
Yeah, it was a time when it was like, you see how smart they
it
are?
It was a time about
you
a week
ago. You see how smart
it
they are?
It was a time about a week ago.
But, yeah, it was, well, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, a little over a week ago.
For sure, but I think we may have said it last week. I mean, because you were expected, you were a big favorite against the Jets, kept going down all week long. You see why. And the Jaguars were the favorite against the Browns. Or were they? No, they weren't. Because we thought Trevor Lawrence was going to be out.
Did you see the schedule for the Longhorns and the Aggies came out yesterday?
Yep. Yes, and I'm in a text string with me, my wife, and someone else she's a Longhorn fan. She's like, ugh, this schedule, though. I'm like, yeah, welcome
Michigan
to the SEC.
In week two?
Yeah, welcome to the SEC.
Well, Michigan,
well, that's
though?
A tough one.
Who thought that was a good idea?
That was done years ago.
Wow.
It was done
After
years ago.
After Alabama, you're done with playing preseason Alabama, you go right to Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Holy
yeah, but look
crap.
Look at the benefit. That preseason Alabama's got you in a championship series.
It's true. They wouldn't be in if it wasn't for that.
No, not even close.
No.
Now, obviously,
Alabama would be in.
This 12-man is such a joke. This 12-team. I mean, look at the number 12 team this year. They're nowhere. Now, 6 would be perfect this year.
Oh, but it's not about the 12 team. It's about the 5.
We've just got a bunch of slappies.
It's about 4 versus 5. It's about 6 and 3. It's about.
Yes.
There's going to be.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they had done 6, 8, okay. 12 is way too many. You've got some very. They looked at who the 12 team. Like, that's too much. 6 would have been great. 1 and 2 get byes. 1 and 2 get byes, and then you match it up, and that would have been perfect to have 6. Yes, yes.
Why is everyone so offended by this?
Right.
Because on the lower levels,
the regular season
it's been
doesn't
going
really
on
matter.
For decades. The lower levels have been doing this for decades.
You can lose 3 games.
What?
You can be 8.
The
you
lower
can be
levels,
9 and 3.
The lower levels has been doing this for decades. Why does it bother so much because it's on the FBS level?
Because it's not excellence. This year just happens to be the one year where there was there was some excellence that was left out.
So the 12 team would be Liberty. The 12 team would be Liberty. No, you give a group of 5, throw them a bone, and they have to play a game.
This is so.
Oh, you're so offended because Florida State is going to play. It's going to play Liberty.
Yeah.
Why do you care?
And who's 11?
Who's 11 would be Ole Miss. Pretty good football team.
That's not a team that should be in the playoffs.
10 would be Penn State.
That's not a playoff
Missouri.
Team. Penn State was total ass against Ohio State. When they had big games, they crapped all over the bed.
Why do people hold the FBS in such high regard in terms of this? We don't care in the NCAA tournament. We don't care in the we don't care in lower levels. We don't care in why
Gulf college, Coast.
We don't care about baseball.
Florida Gulf Coast is in. Oh, look how great it is! They beat. They won a big game of 15-2.
Explain it
but
to
you,
me.
But Liberty gets in and you hate it.
Why is college?
No, because number one, college basketball is not even close to being the same. There's a lot more parity in college basketball than college football.
Why?
That's why the same teams always are in college football for the most part.
Why do people care?
The
this
same
much?
Teams are in because there's only 4 teams.
No, the same teams are in because they're the best teams of the best teams. Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, you know, Ohio
they're
State,
still in.
Michigan.
They're still in.
I know. That's my point. Is it needs to be the best.
Well let's see if somebody can actually upset that apple
Texas
cart.
Rose up. FSU
and you know what
rose
happened?
Up.
When TCU got to
TCU
play Michigan?
TCU rose up.
You know what? They got they showed that they
Total, but no, they beat Michigan and they got totally embarrassed.
This is, why so
in the
why
most
are we
embarrassing
so protective
finals
of this?
In the history of
why are people
the
so
plant.
Protective of this?
I have
this
no
particular
idea.
Because
thing.
I don't I,
every other sport has 12 teams in. Every other sport has 12 teams in a playoff.
You participation ribbon guys when they let everyone
it's
in.
It's not a
how
participation
about
ribbon.
In the
wait,
season
wait a minute. Okay, do you hate
excellence in the
do
season.
You hate the what is it called? The NCS? What is the next level?
The FCS.
North Dakota
the
State.
FCS. Yeah.
FCS. Do you hate that playoff?
I'm not a huge fan. Well, it causes players to play 17 and 18
so
games.
So now it's the games. I thought it was about
that's
excellence.
That's way too many games.
Is it 17, about excellence?
18. Look,
is it about excellence or the games?
This is a separate deal. If you keep, I don't think any college team should, college players should be playing 7. We've seen enough about brain stuff that's a lot. You need some time off because it diminishes the stress on the brain. 17 game schedules, frankly, 18 game schedules,
and your
they will all
league,
tell you it's bad.
Your league
we have
just added a game, and then you have Thursday games.
Yeah. No, I don't think.
Well, then, are you going to talk to your commissioner about this?
No.
Because if you're so hell-bent and worried about trauma,
no.
I need you.
My big problem is I don't want undeserving teams to be with the very best teams. I don't want that. 12 is undeserving. You want to go 6? This year, 6 would have made sense. No other years would 6 have made sense.
There is no other sport.
It's been 3.
There is no other sport that has just 2% or even less of its teams making the postseason.
Well, that's because your season is much shorter. You cannot extend by 5 games, 4 games. You can't do it. That's too many games.
Well, they're doing it.
There's too many games.
They're just adding a game here.
Well, that's why.
The top teams are only going to be adding a game.
Right. That's because, that's the way they're going to have to do it. Yeah. It's not a true 112 because we know Liberty would get beat by 1,000.
Well, Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Alabama would have had a bye.
Would have had a bye. Right. Yeah. Well, that's better. But I still don't know why you have to have. Why is Ole Miss in? Ole Miss, at what point did you think Ole Miss
had a really good season?
At any point.
They were really good.
Let me ask you, I want you to answer honestly.
They beat LSU.
I want you to answer honestly. Did at any point you think Ole Miss is one of the best teams in college football? I never thought that.
There was no point last year when I thought the Arizona Diamondbacks would represent the National League.
I'm talking college football.
No, but I'm talking.
I'm not going to argue different sports with you, John. They're different.
Okay, when the sixth seed in NFL, when Pittsburgh wins the Super Bowl as the sixth seed, they didn't have a great year, but they got in, damn it. Why are they in?
There's more parity.
Because, no, wait, there's 12, more parity there's in the 12 NFL. Teams in it at that
and you
time.
Also play more games to suss things
how
out.
How could they win it?
No, there's more games to suss things out. Why don't you do apples to apples? At any point, I'm asking, did you think Ole Miss was one of the five
or six
best
teams?
Yeah,
when they beat LSU, I thought that's pretty
damn. You thought they were
good.
One of the best teams in college football?
I thought.
I never thought that this year. Dale, you watch a lot of college football. Did you ever think Ole Miss? That's the only question I have for you right now. Did you ever think that they were one of the best teams in college football? I never did.
I don't think that's the correct question.
The question is,
do you think on a given Saturday could Ole Miss win a game or beat one of the best teams in college
football?
That's
not the question. The question is, after their season that they had, which they were 10-2, do they deserve a chance to go and try for a national championship?
This year I would say no.
My answer is yes.
I would say Ohio State did, and I would say Florida State did. Those are the two teams. And Georgia.
Well, Georgia's not in, Lance. You're a little four-team deal.
Well, if I did that like that, I would kick out Florida State because they still have a broke-leg quarterback.
Well, no, not so Florida State, actually, with an undefeated season. Get something that they deserve.
They could go
to the postseason.
Well, that's why I'm saying. I could go with 8, even though for most of this little tournament that we've had, it's been 3 deserving teams, and who's the fourth? I guess Notre Dame. And then Notre Dame gets embarrassed every year. Guess Notre Dame. They kept guessing Notre Dame. And then the one time it was, it was
TCU.
Ohio State. I guess TCU, and they had a great first game and if their offensive coordinator had cared more, they would have beat Georgia. That's what I heard from a TCU fan.
Because he was leaving.
He didn't care enough to beat Georgia.
914 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. I just don't get it.
Everyone's
why do you
so
hate more football? More meaningful football. I don't get it.
I like meritocracy. I told you that.
It is a meritocracy. Ole Miss had a great season.
Not. Who's the top teams?
Why is it fair for 4 or 6 or 8, but 12 is...
Yeah, 12.
You're not getting Miami, Adele. You're not getting Miami.
Those two lost teams are fine, but we can't have that two lost teams.
Because who did you play? By the way... Penn State was literally an SEC schedule.
They played.
They were awful against Ohio State, Michigan. Completely awful. Their quarterback should retire from football.
Wow.
He's a true sophomore or something?
That's
a freshman. You have him retiring from football?
Yeah. Listen, it's time.
Play better.
I can't talk about this anymore because it's getting my prostate all worked up. Oh, yeah. Right now, I feel like my prostate is all worked up. Probably gonna have to go pee. They were out there yesterday, the girls from Access Vascular Health. They're so much fun. They're so good. It is an awesome experience if you're looking for the best way. If you feel like you have an enlarged prostate, you're getting up a bunch in the middle of the night. You can't start. You can't stop. You're going to the bathroom I don't know how many times a day. Man, maybe something is wrong here. Well, maybe something is wrong. And if you don't take care of it, you've got kidney danger, liver danger, urinary tract danger. So you got to take care of it. And by the way, who wants to get up 20 times a night? You don't. How about going to 975prostate.com, seeing Doc Manavis? Doc Manavis is the best. This is the best system. She actually just uses an IV, and that takes care of it. They used to cut where they put the thing up your thing and it's and open the blade and it's gross. It's horrible. Do not get that operation. You need to, if you have an enlarged prostate, Access Vascular Health. 975prostate.com. That's 975prostate.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Watch out, door.
Whoa, watch out, says that bird.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. How about this? We got to get pick the limo guy for tomorrow. So at 9:30 exactly, 713-780-3776. If you want to play beat the limo guy tomorrow, who's he's on a tear. He's won the last 3 weeks, right, Dell? Has it been three
on a tear strong.
Yeah, maybe 2 weeks.
He won one game last week, and that was enough.
And yeah, but that was enough to not lose. So if you want to play beat the limo guy tomorrow at 9 o'clock, but you got to be here and you got to pick your teams. 713-780-3776. 9:30, we will do that, and it'll be caller number 4. We'll be playing beat the limo guy. Look who's in studio with us. John Clay Wolf, the longest running show on 97.5 is the John Clay Wolf show.
It really is.
It is.
Has it been like 14 years?
It is. You've been so is this one of your first markets?
Yes.
This is.
Yeah. It might be 15 years, John. It's been a long time.
15 years.
Yeah.
And it still is great. You say a lot of stuff that you shouldn't say, I think.
I try.
Yeah, I know you do.
I try. And I think that we've beat them down now where it's like, oh, it's just him.
That's right.
It's just, you know.
That's the thing with me, too. Yeah. I get that. Oh, it's John.
It's John.
He just says stupid stuff.
Right.
Right.
You've got to withstand a lot of pressure in the beginning to get everybody acclimated to your bad BS.
So you are wearing, for those of you that are on Twitch, you can see John Clay Wolf wearing an SMU hat, which is Lance's kids' hats.
SMU Sonny gave it to him. But you're an SMU guy.
You are a real SMU guy.
I played defensive end in 91, 92, 93.
How about that?
Yep.
Did you go to...
Wait. Yeah. You were a defensive end at SMU?
Swear to God.
Were you really?
Yeah, that's why when I walked in here, saw these hats.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who was on your
death penalty?
I was 2 years after.
Oh.
I was on the third year back.
Who was your quarterback?
No, that's what I mean. You came back after the death
penalty. Yeah, Romo.
When things were not great.
Not Tony. No.
Things were not great then.
No, they were not great. Houston beat us like 100-0.
Yeah.
So were you in that game?
No, it was the year before.
It was the John Jenkins game.
That was a bad vibe.
Or it may have been. Actually, he was the OC. It was still part of it.
That was like when you hand the kid off to the ball off to the special needs kid in the middle of the game, and everybody steps aside to let him make a touchdown. Right. But you guys just played Smear the Queer. Mary?
Yeah.
Gifted my ass. You guys were just running the score up on us.
And who's you guys?
Let me ask you this.
Houston.
Oh, okay, now I don't want to put
the Cougs.
I don't want to denigrate your career at all, but do you think one of the reasons that you did play there was because
death penalty?
There was a little Rudy action there. Yeah. There was a little opportunity to get some PT.
So did you go to the championship game this year against Tulane?
I did not. I could not.
What are you talking about?
I had too much business crap. I was so pissed.
How much do you give them for NIL?
I give them nothing.
Why? You're not helping the program.
Well, I tried.
Rhett Lashley needs you.
I tried to organize it. I was the first one. And they were also gun shy. I'm like, guys, we invented paying players. This is our time.
We could excel.
Right. This is, we've already got, grab the old files. Let's run the book. We can beat everybody at this game.
It's kind of like Germany. Listen.
Exactly.
Have you been to Germany lately?
Exactly.
Germany's like, hey, guys, everything's. We're not trying to cause any trouble here.
Sure.
We just want And SMU's like, hey, John, right. Let's just.
And then they realized they were getting behind.
No, and they are. Are they? What's it like now?
It's better, but they had an opportunity.
Well, why aren't you giving anything?
No,
give so more will live.
Because I also brought them a coach.
You brought them Rhett Lashley?
No, I brought them Joey McGuire.
Oh.
They didn't take him.
5 years ago.
Yeah, they
and they didn't take him because he's just a high school guy. He's got, you know, this is before he went to Baylor. Now, he did not have a great season.
Year this year, but I think he's pretty well respected.
He is very well respected.
Joey McGuire played on my high school team.
Oh, he did.
And I saw this in him way back, and I'm like, and I watched what he did at Cedar Hill, which is a high school up in Dallas.
Great
area.
High school. Football.
Well, it wasn't.
And then he turned it into
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is our Gary Patterson. This is the guy. And they wouldn't listen to me. So I'm I'm not out on SMU. I love the program. I'm excited about
SMU. How great is it that you're going to the ACC?
I'm excited that we bought our way into the ACC just like we used to buy players. See, we know how to buy players. We know how to buy conferences. We're getting better.
It's going to be so awesome not getting any money from the ACC for, like, what, 7 years?
But they're so they're so wealthy. No,
the ACC isn't even going to be existing anymore in 7 years.
I saw that deal, and I'm like, man, you want to talk about a seller's market. Holy
They're
crap.
Already building new skyboxes. They're already sold out. Everybody's excited to not watch SMU, to watch these big teams come to town and play us.
Well, that's the same here. It's the same here. Right. Yeah. It was a good year for the most part here for them, too. But, you know, it is so. John Clay Wolf is with us in studio for those of you that are just joining us
here. I do Saturday mornings on this station for 27 years.
Forever. And he says stuff. And I listened to it. And I heard you, and I just saw your tweet here that you said cars are more expensive now, or getting even more expensive than they were.
No. You read wrong. That dyslexia is kicking in again.
Oh, was that?
No, I don't.
What did you say?
I said that they've come down a lot in the past six months.
Oh, I thought it was the other way.
Okay. No.
On the pre-owned or the new, or what do you mean?
You know what you saw is the new cars, if you compare sticker price from 4 years ago till today, like Chrysler products, they're up 50%.
Oh, that's what I
Yeah, I'm sorry. So the sticker prices are dyslexia. Way up. Okay. But we're saying the same thing. Cars, new cars, are more expensive now than they've ever been. And so these rebates were like 10,000 off. You're not even close to what sticker was 2 years ago. So Chrysler is the if you want to deal on a car, go to a Nissan store or go to a Dodge Chrysler Jeep store.
Chastain Ford.
Yeah.
That's where you're
Don't
going.
Go Chevy,
Chastain
GMC.
Ford, where you're going to get the best deal that you possibly
Head
can.
Head on out
on
to Angleton, the best
trade-in
value you're going to find with great deals and great customer selection and service.
Ford.
How about America?
Ford is the...
Chastain Ford is my
where is
my
that?
Dealership
where?
On 610 at Homestead, Angleton, not
right there
just
at
5 minutes
just
from
what it used to be. West it's about 44 minutes from downtown.
Yeah. Ford has cars. Ford's making deals on cars again. Diesel trucks they're tied on, but the only thing like bringing sticker in the used world that's next to new is F-250, F-350 with heavy equipment. Anyway, you can buy new cars again. That story.
Tell me about electric cars.
They suck.
Mm-hmm. I bought an electric F-150.
You suck.
Yeah. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
I'm glad you love it.
You know,
no way you're selling it. You're too buried.
I am upside down on it.
Of course you
are. As soon as I bought it, they went $10,000 off on it.
So did you give $100,000?
I did.
Okay. Well, they're worth about $55,000 now.
Yeah.
The Mustangs that people gave $73,000, the E-Mach, they're bringing about $30,000.
Why?
Because nobody wants them.
Well,
except Granada.
They will, though. They will. I'm in it for the long haul. This is
I'm
a long
not beating
play.
Up on your play. Ford dealer here. They're nodding their head if they're listening. They know.
No. Of course they know.
Yeah.
And I talked to them. They were like, it's going down. So, you know. But what are you going to do? I got what I wanted. I love my vehicle.
Tesla is Tesla. And then EVs are different. Hybrids are good.
Well, here's the deal, though.
Hybrids are good.
Ford's working on a deal with Tesla that they're going to share.
Oh, I didn't know.
They're going to be able to. Yeah,
the chargers?
Chargers. Which is going to make a huge difference.
In what? In what?
Well, in that you could travel long distances now.
Can anybody see me on the film?
No. Ooh, don't do that. Hand gesture like Dell does.
As a gesture.
That is ugly.
Yeah, nobody cares, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, the people that want EVs buy EVs that are metro people, but especially in Texas, the burbs and the out of the burbs, I mean, that's a real drive. That's a real commute. People don't want EVs. Have you ever made love to a woman that doesn't moan?
Yes.
Okay, is that exciting for you?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't care. I don't care.
That's why you drive an EV.
I've never cared.
Because you can't feel the moan in the EV. It has no sound.
Oh, I love it.
It has no passion.
I love it.
You like the quiet?
I don't want to tell you this. You get in my truck. I'll show you some fast.
So do you
now.
Just drive in your little truck with an orange ball in your mouth and with your radio turned
it'll,
up?
I can hear my stereo. You know why? Because No, I'm not doing all that. And I'll tell you this. What else is... You speaking of whipping your head back, you'll get your head whipped back in my vehicle.
It's fast.
You're damn right it's fast, pal.
It's super fast.
You're damn right it is.
So why did... Have y'all already beat this to the ground on the Texans and the Lions last week?
On the what?
No, it wasn't Texans and the Lions. It was Bears lost. Did Texans lose?
Texans lost. Texas or the Jets.
Yeah, bad loss. It was too bad.
No, we beat it to death. What about your Cowboys and how good they are? And oh, by the way, you never even called in to brag about your Rangers.
I'm here to brag about my Rangers. You know, I was just so disappointed in your flakiness and that you were going to come up. You're not going to come up. You're not going to come up. You're going
to
come up.
Yeah, well, I thought I we were going to stay with. Yeah, I thought we were coming
tried
up.
To. But we had the remote over at East River 9. We couldn't get out of it. East River 9.
Oh.
It's a great little par 3 course right by
So downtown. The Rangers won the World Series. That was exciting.
Uh-huh. Not for us.
It's about time.
We really didn't want you to win.
How?
Definitely, I like Texas teams besides A&M. And I know this is the flagship for A&M. I don't hate A&M, but I've never been to an A&M game. But if anybody in UT is going to the College Super Bowl,
You're one of these guys who just cheers for the state.
Yeah, I mean,
see, people in Houston don't cheer for the state.
No, we cheer for Houston. We hate Dallas.
We don't want San Antonio to win stuff. Well,
no, it was all right.
I didn't care as much about San Antonio or even Dallas, honestly. The Mavericks. We don't want the Cowboys to win.
You really don't at this point? I mean,
no,
I want you to
get as close as possible and lose in the last second. That's not bad, or your quarterback
touches the ball and tries to spot it, and then it causes the referees to have to respot it, and then you lose that way. Like, it couldn't have been better.
Yes.
That couldn't have been better than a quarterback touching a football causes you to lose.
Right. So, no, we love that. Yeah.
No, I definitely am like kind, like people like LSU. LSU goes deep in the playoffs. I love it. I'm definitely for the Astros. Love it when the Astros are winning. Excited that the Rangers got the first World Series.
One of us.
The Cowboys, you know, they have the look, feel, and numbers that we could do something this year.
We'll see. We don't care though, but
we don't care.
What we do care about is right now we have to talk about givemethevin.com. Look what it's up.
Oh,
givemethevin.com. So tell people why they should go to givemethevin.com.
It's easy and it's fast. The money's good. You don't get harassed. We don't jerk you around. And, we come to your house, but we'd rather you bring it to us. We'll give you a little more money if you'll rent it. And in Houston, we have 4 locations. Sell us your car. It's Texas Direct kind of CarMax started it. Texas Direct made it better, if you remember when they were doing that years ago. And then I was the pitch man for Texas Direct on the station. And we built these satellite centers around, and we were going after CarMax. And then I decided to go on my own. Really what happened was it was working so well in Houston, the guy that owned Texas Direct wanted Dallas-Fort Worth. And he said, I want you to do this for me in Dallas-Fort Worth. I said, well, I'm doing it for myself in Dallas-Fort Worth because I'm starting this new company. I'm rebranding to Give Me the VIN. He said, well, if you're going to do that in Dallas-Fort Worth, then I'm just going to drop it in Houston. You can do it on your own. I'm like,
wow.
Thank you.
And look at where you're at now. Billions.
It worked.
You're doing, how much of a year do you do?
We haven't crossed 2 billion, but like 1.96 last year.
Wow. 1.96
billion.
53,000.
In sales.
Right.
So, I mean, we work on a tiny fraction. But, I mean, when you get the numbers that big, a tiny fraction adds
up. So, you're worth like $17 billion.
No.
That's unbelievable. That's awesome.
No.
Congratulations.
No.
We got,
but my pilot was the guy that got me, reason I'm late this morning.
GiveMeTheVin.com. That is GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Odin Finch.
Odin Finch.
I'm Odin Finch.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Vernado and Lance Zerline.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and then some.
So is alcoholism is still in full swing?
Yes.
Because I was surprised that you're so thin.
Hey, I wonder if Five Star is...
I play a lot of golf.
So,
with my exercise.
So here's the thing. If you're in Las Vegas, right, you have to, and you're doing it professionally like Five Star is making picks, and I don't know how often he uses his app, but Five Star, I would imagine that you go to the sports books and the casinos. And I've seen pictures of you, and KJ goes out there and sees you, and y'all hang out and have a good time. Are you throwing down? Are you partying? Or is this like, you know, that's your workplace? When you're going to your sports books, that's work for you.
Five Star, do you get to party or no?
No. I work from home, actually, most of the time. The only time that I'm in the sports book is when I have friends in town, which is every weekend, because somebody from Houston is here every weekend, it seems. And then I'll come down there and watch a game with them. But, you know, us as pros, man, we don't like being down there with the Jims and Joes too much because they're down there, you know, yelling and screaming over a $10 seven-leg parlay. And you might have you might have 1,100, you know, something on a game, and they're just crying and yelling to make it all this noise, and it just really upsets you. So
that would be annoying.
My patience isn't good for so I watch it at home, and I use the app really a lot because the advantages that you get with the live betting where you can catch back up if you're on the wrong side.
Five Star in Vegas with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, let's get to it. Not a lot of marquee games, but you know what? I think these other games, these FCS games and these lower bowl games, they still pay you when you win, right?
That's right. They definitely still pay you. They're actually bigger advantages in bidding those games, if you ask me. And it's funny, I heard your guy over there from Give Me the VIN. He's been on that station a long time. When I was living in Houston, I've been gone 7 years. I remember hearing him all the time come through the show. Good to hear him. And on Texas Direct, I bought like 5 cars from there when I lived in Houston because my good friend Corey was the general manager over there, man. So it was good to hear you guys talking to him.
I'm on in Vegas on Saturday mornings if you want to feel like you're at home on 97.1 The Point. Been on there for about 6 years.
Oh, I'll definitely support you, man. And you make sure you go check me out at Five Star in Vegas. Corey Petrie is a good friend of mine. You remember he was the finance manager over there at the spot in Texas.
Didn't he go to prison?
Heck no, Corey.
No, I'm kidding.
No, he just sold me a Range Rover maybe about like a year ago, maybe 6 months ago. I talk to him all the time. No, Corey's never been in trouble in his life.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
You've listened long enough to know that's how John Clay Wolf is.
Yeah, no, he's good people, man. He's good people. But which game you guys want to start with first?
All right, let's go Georgia Southern.
Okay, man, this one right here is a layup. I don't know what the books were on this one. They got it all wrong. We're going to go with Ohio. The Bobcats are a better team. They have the best player on the field, and Curtis Rourke. Curtis Rourke, he got injured, as you guys remember, at the end of last year. They were really rolling before he got injured. He came back this year. I think he kind of, pressed a little bit coming back because he wants to, keep his momentum going because he wants to play in the NFL or the CFL like his brother. His brother played in the CFL and the NFL. But, I think he rushed himself back. He got injured. We faded him the first game of the year. We took San Diego State because we knew the San Diego State's defense would be tough on him. They ended up knocking him out that game. And he came back the next game, but he's been a little gun-shy all season. So his numbers aren't as good as they were in the past, but he's been getting better as the season goes as he's trusting his legs a little bit more. But I really like Ohio's coach, Tim Alvin. He's a really sharp guy. He'll have those guys ready to play. They're facing a Georgia Southern team that I'm not as high on. You got local son Clay Hilton as their head coach, and he kind of runs a loose shop over there. They lead the country in passing. They throw not in passing yards and passing attempts. They throw like every down, but they have a quarterback in Davis Green that I can't trust. He transferred from Tulsa. He has 13 interceptions this year, guys. No, 16 interceptions this year. Three last week made it 16. So he's 16 interceptions on the season, man. And I just think they're going to have a difficult time against a really sound Ohio Bobcats defense. Ohio is actually top 10 in 8 major defensive statistic categories. I just think that the Bobcats will be ready for this one, man. We're going to take Ohio +3.5, and we're going to take the money line at +150. They'll be facing Georgia Southern in the Myrtle Beach Bowl on
Saturday. Are definitely not afraid to play money lines. You do it on a regular basis. I'm curious what the split is between the points and the money line for you. How do you split your action from a percentage standpoint?
As a long-term professional sports bettor, I've been doing this a long time, and what I realized when I was going through my numbers is juice is what eats up everything. So I try to always buy these teams at -130 or higher. If you long-term bet money line on 10 games, you're still going to come out better than if you're laying the juice and laying the spread.
No, but I mean when you're taking – I'm talking about when you're taking, you got 3.5 with Ohio – and you got +145 right at what I'm looking at. How do you split it? Because you want to take both of them, and you do play both of them. How do you split your money on the +3.5, which is a key number?
Oh, yeah.
How do you decide what percentage you're going to do?
On something like that on this game, personally, and I'll be advising the clients to take probably 10 units on the 3.5 and probably 2 units on the money line. So that way you're always going to take the points and go heavier on that. But the money line is just something to keep your head on your bankroll.
Everybody's John Clay Wolf was just saying, what's a unit? Everybody's unit is different. Whatever you find
unit
is one unit. Whatever is playable for
your
you.
Your unit might be $10. Another guy's unit might be $100. Another guy's unit might be $1,000. Right. So,
what is your unit?
Yeah. My unit is It varies.
Man. Nine and a half.
Pretty high. I'm going to just say that.
Yeah.
And for tax purposes, we're going to say it's pretty high.
John Cliff, well, just wanted to say unit. That's
no, I didn't. But really, are you a dime? Are you a dime? Are you a dime?
I'm telling you, he's got the tax implications.
Are you a thousand a placement?
Oh, he has more than that. A lot. Sometimes he'll put a lot on there.
Well, you do put some stuff out on
Twitter. You gotta join the supreme clientele, Mr. Wolf,
Mr. Wolf.
Guys, this is your status. This in the club. This some big wigs in Houston in the club. A couple of lawyers.
So I invest $10,000 with you this weekend. And how much? Like over the past few years, what are you right? 70% of the time, 60% of the time?
He had in the NFL playoffs. Yes. He won what 13 in a row?
Straight games. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When it comes to real money, I play zero games, Mr. Wolf. So $10,000, you'll do pretty well this
weekend.
It's
like any money investor, though. You can't guarantee anything.
No.
I mean, right?
Oh, I understand.
You can't guarantee anything.
I do the same thing with cars, man. I mean, I lay money on cars, and I'm right 72% of the time, and I'm wrong the rest of the time. And we're just running numbers.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all it is.
House advantage. All right, quickly, $10,000, you would only bet $1,000 this week. You would bet $1,000 per game. You wouldn't bet the whole $10,000 on one game.
Right.
Go ahead.
What should your play be? About one-tenth of your bank or less?
Exactly. So he would pay, if he had a $10,000 bankroll, he'd pay $1,000 per game.
Yeah.
A unit.
Stop saying unit. Yep. He would just wanted to say unit. Okay. Here's the other one quickly because we're up against it, Five Star.
I'm sorry, guys. Okay. John, you and I are Bison fans, so we got North Dakota State. Yep. So we're going to
They're
go
not
North
often
State.
On the road, though, in the postseason.
Man, they had a tough year. They're often in the postseason.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They showed it last week because they lost earlier in the year to South Dakota, and they annihilated them last year, man. They had some injuries during the year, but this program is about winning, as we all know. They've won 9 of the last 10. They would have won 10 straight championships if not for last year losing to South Dakota State, and I think they're headed to meet South Dakota State again in the finals. South Dakota State has Albany Friday night. And now North Dakota State goes to Montana. Montana's a good team. They haven't lost at home this year. They're under Bobby Hawk. He's a legend there, man. He's the winningest coach in the Big Sky Conference history. But with that said, I'm not going against the Bison when it comes to, playoffs and when it really matters. You're never going to find this team at a pick 'em. I know they're on the road. I know they're in a tough spot, but they have a really good history playing against Montana in the playoffs. They blew them out last year, 49-26, and I think that they get it done again. They seem to be a team that's on a mission. They have to keep it going for the program. They don't want to be that one team that didn't get to the championship, so they're going for 11 straight. So take North Dakota State on the road against Montana Saturday, -1 and money line.
Okay. I got to find the FCS. You don't have FCS on this.
Yeah,
that's the FCS playoffs. He's looking for it. Right. He's looking for that game right now, as a matter of fact.
So Cal and Tech are playing Saturday?
So...
Is that this Saturday?
Bowls are here.
Yeah, bowls kick off on Saturday.
Ohio plus 3.5 or money line against Georgia Southern, and then North Dakota State -1 at Montana in the semifinals of the FCS. That is Five Star at Five Star in Vegas, at Five Star in Vegas. And what's your station in Vegas again?
97.1 The Point.
97.1 The Point. Five Star.
Okay, 97.1 The Point. I'll be listening for you. And, hey, guys, as always, check out the Ways and World on Friday. We look to give you guys more winners. We set up the weekend. We'll be on the Texans, surprisingly. But we'll talk about that more on the Ways and World.
Wow. I wouldn't have thought that. That's dangerous what you're talking about.
It's the line, John.
It's dangerous what you're talking about right now. Let's take a break. Five Star, as always, we appreciate it. There's Five Star in Vegas. I got to talk about Artisan Grange. I got to talk about you and your dipping habit. You're gross. If you dip, you put that tobacco between your cheek and gum all the time. It's dangerous. It's nicotine. You know how many people, their jaws have been worn away? Name a woman that ever said, man, I hope he dips. And that's never, ever been said by a woman ever because it's gross. They hate it. And if you're trying to get away from it, I've got the solution for you. It's a Canstead and Dew blend. It's hemp in a pouch made of hemp, and it's got CBD oil. so much CBD oil that CBD American Shaman says we want to carry it in the stores. So you are not endangering your life with nicotine and tobacco. You're actually taking CBD, which is healthy for you and has healing power. And then if you like citrus or you like dark fired or you like whatever flavor you like, they have all the flavors as well.
Do you have any here?
I do not have any.
I would like to snort some.
You want to say, you don't
dip some.
Dip. You don't snort it, per se. But
I'm a scolder since I was in seventh grade.
You are?
Hmm?
You need to stop that.
I spit mine out right before I came in here.
It's dangerous. So you need to stop doing that. Go to 975-DIP, D-I-P.
Does it taste any good? 975-DIP.com.
Pardon me?
Does it taste good?
It tastes just like whatever you taste. What do you choose?
Skull Wintergreen.
Wintergreen. Fine, they've got Wintergreen.
All right.
They got Wintergreen flavor. So go there right now. 975-DIP.com.
97.5 and 92.5. Sweet Sassy Molassy.
Tonight at the Alamo Dome, he gets Happy Go Jackie on the big white guy like a donkey eating a waffle.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird.
John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Weird. Yeah, he's a tout. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And here's the perfect... John Clay Wolf is in studio with us. GiveMeTheVin.com. Here's the perfect story for you, News of the Weird. A new survey says men with expensive cars seen as having higher mating value. Do you think if you have an expensive car that you are a better mater than guys with lesser cars?
I think that the odds of you getting an opportunity to mate are increased.
Yes.
Do I think you're a better lover if you have a more expensive car? Probably negative. Probably worse.
Well, they have a higher mating value.
Value.
That's because you have more money. You have more money, right?
Right, right.
It's all about the more money thing, right? So you would be like up top of the charts.
I don't drive fancy cars.
As much money as you make, right?
I don't drive fancy cars.
You don't drive, you know?
No.
What do you drive?
I drive, well, I mean, it's expensive, a Land Cruiser.
Yeah.
But it's not fancy. I mean, but we handle a lot of exotic cars, and I just never drive them because I tend to mate them into the curb.
I heard you tell that 18-year-old girl to keep her Corvette.
Yeah, that her granddad left
her?
Yeah. Wasn't that nice? That was like a warm moment for me.
Yeah, it was. You were being very nice.
She was trying to sell me her granddad's Corvette, and I talked her out of it.
You're making a bad name for the car industry.
Get to the crazy stuff.
Right.
Doritos is ready to release a nacho cheese flavored alcohol that tastes like crisps. Do you want...
Oh, somebody British wrote this.
A Dorito nacho cheese flavored like alcohol.
It tastes like chips.
Crisps.
Crisper chips in England.
Right.
Have you had that Fireball, or no, the Screwball peanut butter whiskey?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's good.
I've heard it's good.
It's so good. It's excellent.
I've heard it is.
Oh, Crown Apple, Crown Caramel, they're excellent.
You've got a little soul in you, don't you?
I do.
John will be drinking red drinks at Papado's today at 5.
Let me ask you this. What do you think about this? A satanic temple plans on having after-school Satan Club at a Memphis elementary school. Do you want your kids to go to a satanic Satan Club?
After-school club.
After-school.
They're not taking up time classwork.
No, not classwork. It's after-school.
Yeah, it's just kind of a...
Extracurricular
satanic club.
Right.
Now, do you remember that documentary on the West Memphis guys?
I do.
That's what I think of when I hear that. And they
scary. All three of them.
They wound up killing a kid or they denied it, but Damien went to jail for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're... It's probably dangerous to be in a satanic club.
You don't want your kids to be in a satanic club.
No, I'm going to El Paso on that.
Most of the things John asks you questions about, you'll pass.
A Seattle teacher reportedly failed a student for saying men can't get pregnant. Do you think that men can get pregnant, or that kid should have failed the class?
You really want to ask this guy this question?
Deep thoughts. I mean, could a man get pregnant if you surgically did it? Sure. Would it work? Probably not.
But are you a man anymore?
Does he? Was he a man to begin with when he was even thinking about it? No. So, but does the teacher, is she some left-handed crazy ass liberal? You say this Oregon?
Yes. But, yes.
Yeah, right.
Seattle.
I think that,
Washington.
Yeah.
I think...
Same thing. Oregon, Washington.
No, the state of Oregon is very rural.
I think you should put her picture on your Twitter, and your listeners should blow her up and start...
Wow! Speaking of blowing up...
He means with tweets.
I see.
Not dynamite.
Not Taliban.
Not blow her up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's a difference.
How about this? A guy had a cockroach in his house. he used so much insecticide, he blew up his apartment.
Oh, my God. That's a perfect commercial for Scott McGrath. Just call him.
Call Scott McGrath. He'll get rid of it for you.
He'll never blow up your house.
He will get rid of it for you.
Blowing up your apartment.
Do you know who Mr. Beast is?
Yes.
YouTube star Mr. Beast? You know Mr. Beast.
Big YouTube star.
He can't use these nuts anymore. To sell a candy bar anymore after a lawsuit by a Jacksonville candy company. They won't let him use D's Nuts.
Did Jacksonville Candy Company start D's Nuts?
Should everybody be able to use D's Nuts?
We all do.
Yeah, I think so too.
I can feel it in my plums.
Yeah, you
remember Ashley Schaefer?
Yeah, we play that.
We play that's one of our sounders here.
Yeah, it's one of our sounders on the show. D's Plums. How about D's Nuts at Jacksonville Company?
Got him.
What else do we have here?
Mr. Beast is the only one who takes heat for like digging 100 wells.
I know.
African countries.
Did you see Bill Maher?
And they're like,
yeah.
Why are you
taking all this credit?
Be a savior, yeah.
Because he has more listeners and viewers than they do.
He actually does stuff that is great for the community.
Good for him.
A dolphin with thumbs was spotted off the coast of Greece.
Uh-oh, here they come.
Incest is the best.
You think it's incest?
I do. Dolphin incest.
Dolphins, do they even know if they're related to each other?
Well, they find out when they grow weird appendages.
Wait a minute. Or maybe they're growing and they're actually
opposable
evolving.
Thumbs. Maybe they're evolving.
Why do you have thumbs and they don't? Right?
Ask somebody from Seattle.
We're done. John Clay Wolf. Thanks for stopping by. So you're going to hang out in town for a while or what?
Yeah, I'll be here for the next 2 days.
You get to work and working.
We're having
trying to make money and stuff.
Do y'all have a beer swell swigger this afternoon?
No, I have a golf turn. I'm going to play golf.
When's your next remote? Where you?
Tomorrow. We're going to be at Cobos Q tomorrow morning.
You got to go there.
You tomorrow morning. Tomorrow. Yeah, we're going to be drinking tomorrow morning on the show. Yeah.
Cobos Q?
Cobos Q. It's downtown.
All right. Yeah. I might do that.
Yeah, it's right downtown. Everybody is invited. You absolutely should come.
It turns into a bit of a party.
It absolutely does. Now, what do I have here?
How are we on the clock?
We're done. We actually have to hand the show over to the next show. That's what we do, and that's what we have to do right now. John Clay Wolf, thanks for hanging with us.
Thank you, guys.
I'll
see you right here Saturday morning. What time do we start Saturday? 8 a.m.? No?
9. 9 here.
9.
9 here.
Who's on before me now?
Because Charlie Epps.
They normally hate on me.
Yeah, they should.
Is Epps?
He's a golf.
He didn't hate on me. But there was another guy that was hating on me.
Oh yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah,
I like being hated on.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Right.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. I heard a wise man once say that. Time for me to talk about Pajamagram. Look, you want to hit a home run? Best Christmas gift for you, for her. Pajamagram's famous naturally new pajamas gonna make you a holiday hero. So good they sell out every year. Naturally nude pajamas are known for ultimate comfort and style, soft and silky, better than lingerie with a curved, caressing fit. Here's the kicker. When you order naturally nude pajamas today, you get a free naturally nude nightie. That's a $75 value. 2-in-1. It's a complete gift. Plus, they'll wrap it for you. If you ask me, that's one easy holiday gift that's sure to make her happy. Listen, we all know how good it feels to win, so why not win Christmas? Hurry, go to pajamagram.com today for naturally new pajamas before they sell out. That's naturally new pajamas at pajamagram.com. See you tomorrow, Cobos Q, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.com. You need to learn.
Let the boy watch. He needs to learn. The way I learned from my father.
Bye, bitch.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.